An 11-year-old Australian boy of Cook Island Māori descent has been left in tears after he was described as the big kid and ordered off the field in the middle of a junior rugby tournament in Sydney this month. Leo Farr's mum is furious. She's now calling for better communication from the Sydney Junior Rugby Union in an attempt to stop this happening to other children in the future. Tali Anderson reports.
3 weeks into an 8-week tournament, Leo Aotearoa Tuaine Kore Farr was singled out in front of his teammates and more than 100 spectators when officials ordered him off the field because he was too big for his age grade. Leo's mum, Ayla Hinekiteau, who posted a video of the incident on Facebook, says she is disgusted at how the situation was handled, especially as it involved children.
To be told that you can't play in your own age group because you're pretty much too big is disgusting, you know? What about those who are wanting to go and play with their mates and that want to play in their own age group? I think that needs to be brought up and brought to light within the clubs and within rugby itself. But I really hope it doesn't happen to any other kid out there because it is traumatising.
Prior to the tournament, Leo's ability to play in the under-11 and under-12 grades for his school was reassessed after a complaint from another parent. Leo, who is 1.74 metres tall and weighs 86 kilos, was cleared to play, but after the school holidays, his mum insisted that he undergo another assessment to prevent any sideline issues. Recommendations were then made that he play a grade higher, but because he was already playing under-12s at school, there was no requirement for him to be assessed. However, a dispensation was sent to the Sydney Junior Rugby Union for their records. Leo has played rugby league since he was 4, but has only been playing rugby for 3 years, and Miss Hinekiteau says she was not aware that he could not play in an under-11 team. She says the dispensation was done purely for representative trials at his school, and if there were any issues with him playing in the same grades for his club, they should have notified him much earlier. After a video of Leo getting sent off the field was posted to Facebook, Leo and his family have been inundated with support from around the world, but all his mother wants is an apology and an explanation from the New South Wales Rugby Union.
There was no apology. He's just gone and said, okay, let's talk about the media side of things. Are you willing to, I guess, take it down and we can sort this matter out? But then also asked me, well, if you're willing to take the post down. As soon as he said that to me, I'm like, well, hang on a moment. Do you really care about Leo's welfare here? Or are you trying to maybe, I don't know, cover yourself up for something?
In a joint statement, the two rugby unions said they were aware of the matter and would be working with the parents and clubs to ensure there was a place for Leo to stay involved in the game.
While it's not NSWRU or SJRU's intention to prevent any player from participating in rugby, the player involved had been previously assessed in accordance with the policy and it was deemed he was required to compete in an older age division. Despite several attempts to get in contact with all those involved, the matter was then required to be addressed at the competition in person. We recognise that perhaps further attempts could have been taken to speak to all those involved to minimise the impact to the player, his teammates and the wider competition.
Since then, Leo has continued to support his team from the competition sidelines, but whether he continues to play rugby in the future is still up in the air. For Checkpoint, this is Tali Anderson.